Thank you for calling. Please wait while we connect your call.
Same great location, new address. Perry's is now at 6525 Carnegie Boulevard. Across.
Thank you for calling Big Diamonds and Estate Jewelry. This is Rachel. How may I direct your call?
To Ms. Hadley, please. It's Aubrey.
Okay, one moment, please.
Thank you.
Same great location, new address. Perry's is now at 6525 Carnegie Boulevard, across from South Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and closed on Sundays. Walk-ins are...
This is Hadley.
South Park Mall, that really is a place. You've got to be kidding me.
It is, and it was a place before South Park. It's been around since the
70s. I just heard the voice recording for the first time, and I'm like, there's no way.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted just to confirm, because I am emailing you a form and document.
Okay.
I was hip to it, because I didn't see a response come back through last week, and... this morning I sent another, request, hey, guys.
Okay.
And I added in more people because I know people were off, people weren't on, you know what
sure.
I mean? Is this the right form? Then you should have it now. Oh, no, you probably don't, because mail system failure delivery. Well, shoot.
Oh.
That would be my fault. My apologies. And it's just Hadley at Perry'sJewelry.com, right?
Yep. Hadley at Perry's Jewelry.
Oh, did we find anything out about our ovals either?
I know the 250 we're returning today. I think he's still working with
the 209?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, PerrysJewelry. Unless I'm just not, I know I'm spelling Hadley, right? I mean.
Okay.
That's not a hard one to do.
Listen, I have, we're actually switching because it's such a pain in the butt. Verizon Wireless has my email address spelled incorrectly. They on their end, spelled jewelry incorrectly. Do you know how you're supposed to fix that? They're supposed to send you an email. I'm like, I'm never going to get that email.
That's ridiculous.
I've been around for hours with somebody abroad who was like, we can't fix it on our side. You have to send us you have to reply to the email. I'm like, I cannot get the email.
And telling them that, you said T-Mobile?
Yeah.
Or Verizon?
No, it's Verizon.
I guess it really doesn't matter one way or the
one
other.
One for the other. I think they're all...
Yeah.
I can't make any changes to my account.
I can't tell you yearly how many times I have to be on the phone for hours upon hours. Especially, I get agita thinking about it. I get high anxiety thinking about upgrades for... all four of us in the family here, because everybody gets an upgrade. And we've been ready for upgrades for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And I hate it. But saving grace is I ended up getting $1,200 off, and it took care of all of everything the last time.
Oh,
the time before that was even more money. And I was like, dude, you guys, consistently pay. It's an auto pay, for God's sakes, and you guys can't get it right. You're charging me for four lines I don't currently have. I don't have any of these numbers.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Extra iPads on my account.
Pain.
I know.
Pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just having to close down one account and open a new one.
Yeah. Well, and T-Mobile right
real quick,
now.
I got your...
You
email,
did get it.
It went to Hadley at Perry's Jewelry. So I got the error one, but I didn't get the correct thing.
If you scroll down in the error,
it won't let me because it's.
Oh, it won't.
Well,
what is wrong?
Or something.
With
it wasn't received.
Let me go back again. And
it could be on my side
because
my spam blocker is crazy. But it's
now we're there.
I can only see like googly goop.
Should I try, maybe if I try to take, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to attach it as a thumbnail. Maybe. I don't know if this will work, but because I think it's automatically populated. So you would be saving this to your, here we go. Yeah, it worked. It's going through. It might take a little bit longer because I forgot to put a subject. My apologies.
Okay.
I was just trying to get it to you ASAP. And it's Perry's Jewelry. I just checked again. It's Hadley. Yep. I pushed the send anyway. Oh, I hate it when I do that to myself.
I know. I do stuff like that all the time.
Mm-hmm. How is everything in your world, by the way?
Did you get that email? And they're like,
yeah.
Because I never hit send. I'm like, oh, whoops, I know I typed it. No, things are good here.
Good.
We're
good,
starting
good.
To ramp up for the holidays.
Yes. Is there anything
okay.
that I can help with? Like long-term memo as it pertains to...
This
I mean,
is
we
perfect.
Could
exactly what I need, I believe.
Yes! Save it!
in
your
know
file.
Until I actually send
do
it,
it,
but
yeah.
Yes, that looks great. Thank you. That's what I need.
Awesome. I didn't see anything. Like I said, I was watching all, like a lot of the weekend because I have very little other things. Well, not little other things, but my climate's a little different than your climate, so... If all of the things I need to do are all outside and I've already done all the inside, it leaves me with little... It leaves me starting painting projects that I have no business doing.
Oh, gosh.
But, I wanted to open up, obviously, the conversation of our partnership with RDI Select and everything that goes on with that. And I know that that's probably more of a you conversation than...
Yeah.
I'm Ed.
Right, you got it.
Well, I do because I changed the pronunciation to the right way to pronounce it. Because whatever Maggie had in there, it was just A-H-A or A-H-M-E-D. So I've been saying it based on her pronunciation, but clearly phonetically she was not a speech teacher in her past or took any classes, which I did.
Well,
here we are.
I guess technically wrong, but yeah.
Yes. Phonetically speaking, I'm Ed is now in the system, so if anybody has anything to swear away about it, I'm very sorry.
Okay.
But it does help everybody moving forward, and it should help people, like, when God forbid I'm on vacation, if I ever...
Yeah.
I mean, fingers crossed one day. Yeah, exactly. You knew where I was going with that one. Also, like, I know you're not in any groups or anything like that, so it kind of leaves you open for a lot more discounts and such that you wouldn't see online, and
okay.
IMED wouldn't see online either, especially as it pertains to lab-grown loose.
We don't do lab-grown at all.
I wondered because I haven't been getting any calls from y'all, so
yeah,
and I'm happy about it.
So, yeah, I mean, we just decided a long time ago that we're primarily an estate jeweler. We buy from the public, so we buy a lot of. I buy a lot of diamonds from directly from the public.
Are you looking to sell any of that?
Yeah.
Not
yes,
to MBJ. I have, well, I just say that because I have
like
a glorious.
I've asked before. But,
but you didn't ask me.
Okay.
You forget this about Aubrey.
Right.
No, I wouldn't say, you probably did ask the right person. I just have other outlets, I guess, is a good way to put it.
Okay.
Being that I was like the first female traveler so long
okay.
ago and been there a long time. I don't know if you're familiar with a company name. And I might have to, like, actually just text you their link.
Okay.
It's Hawthorne York. Brett and Laura, they're glorious. They're lovely. They're right there in Virginia Beach. She'll come in and do estate sales and trunk shows with you. But on top of it, she does buying and selling to you guys, and she is quick with it, like so quickly. So if that's an avenue that you're looking to maybe position and get rid of, obviously right now, Christmas time, not the time to do so, because if you're going to sell it, right now would be the time you're going to sell it. However, she's treated my clients very, very well. And
Yeah, I mean, we're buying all the time, so the melee piles up. So that I am getting ready to send about 500 carats of melee.
To who?
I just get so much. And my stock boxes are full.
Yeah. Are they all separated out, and to who?
Yes, we have somebody here who sieves them and sorts them into color groups.
I hope you pay that. I hope you pay that person a lot of money. and they have young eyes, because sister, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's a project, but everybody has different.
And maybe they like it. You never know, right? like
don't give me a chain down tangle, because I will just want to throw it at the wall, but some people find that very relaxing.
Exactly. Me too. Absolutely. Yes. And then some, me too. But there are people that will sit and I hand them over to like Christy and other people. You can do this. Not me. I can't. And they do it in like 20 seconds or less.
Right.
It's so mind boggling.
Bigger mess and get more upset.
Yep. I get it. You delegate where you need to delegate, so it makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Sorting diamonds is not my thing, but it is for other people.
Exactly.
But, yeah. No, I'd be very interested in having that information.
I'm going to send you her contact information, and I'll let her know. You might be reaching out as well. There's a lot of estate places there in your area, I feel like. You guys are like the estate capital of the world.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of estate jewelry in the Southeast, so that helps.
Yeah.
But
I love it.
In Charlotte.
Yeah. I will say, like, my son's other side, my ex-husband, God rest his soul, was in Charlotte for many years, and the daughter to him, my son's stepsister, I guess is how you would say it, is their family's there now. And And I told them about y'all, and she right off the jump was like, "Oh, that's your account? Oh, I've been in there. Oh, I know that place." And I was like, no, there's lots of Perry's. There's lots of Perry's in that general vicinity. And she's like, no. I know exactly the one you're talking about.
Yeah,
must be. So you guys have a good presence, must be, with whomever. So I love that for y'all. And MTJ does do some buying here and there, but
we've mostly just bought from them, and we've talked about a few pieces here and there, but not much. I actually probably have a box of stuff I should just send him and see if he's interested.
Actually, wait to do that, and I'll get Laura on the phone. What is the best contact for you, or should I just send a welcome, Laura, meet Hadley, Hadley, meet Laura conversation?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I'll do that instead. You got
it. Okay.
And their company, she's been in the business for like 37 years. And with this company for 19.
She's not going to make offers under spot, right? Because I can scrap it for more than some of these estate buyers want to buy it for.
Oh, I mean, she'll make offers to. Let me give you for instance. I had a jeweler who picked up at a pawn shop in Arkansas. Old guy who just travels around just to talk to the jewelers still, because he was very well known in the Little Rock area. And he found this pair of over 20-carat drop. I can actually send you the photos. And then I told him, you have to get them certified. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. I know nothing about gemstones. I know diamonds, and that's it. And it's 18-carat gold, drop blue, was it sapphire?
Sapphire.
9.5 on the hardness scale, right? I know a little bit here and there now. that being said, over 20 carats of matching pear shapes in 18 carat with diamonds at the top drop earrings. He picked them up for $3,500. He sent them to GIA. They were absolutely natural. And she offered him anywhere from $80,000 to $125,000. He took $70,000 a day before I could get her with him, because that's the kind of stuff. And Rolexes, he just sent 10 to 12 of them for me to send over to Brett, her owner, who's more versed in that, and they will come to you. And or
okay.
you can send it to them, whatever's easiest. So if you've got a box,
yeah, that sounds great.
I will hook you up with somebody that's going to take really good care of you.
Thank you.
Because she respects me and just, I guess, my person in this industry. And I respect her the same way and send people to her all the time for watches
great.
And other such things. So. That
okay,
being
Aubrey,
said,
I
will let you go.
Forming at my door.
Oh, no,
okay.
I do too. That's so funny.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Hadley. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.